Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, we talked with Sean Thornton a little bit earlier. He, out of the hockey world, new Bruins head coach Jim Montgomery is here with us as well for his first WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Coach, good to see you. How are you? I mean, it's the calm before the storm for you, right?
Yeah, everything's easy right now. You know, it's the summertime. We're still on vacation.
How have you – I'm curious from your end. You know, you're a head coach to a new team. It's not first-time head coach in the NHL. You've been down that road before, but learning a new organization, staff, players – thinking about all the lineup combinations, you tinker with the toys and things like that. What has the, last couple of months been like for you in getting ready for the season?
I think the first 2 weeks after I was lucky enough and very fortunate to get the job of leading the Boston Bruins, that first couple of weeks was hectic like that. But the last month, having gone back to St. Louis, being in touch with staff, players, and obviously Don Sweeney, you start to get a clearer picture. Having been through it before, knowing the league a lot better, there's a lot more confidence and knowing what to expect. And now this week, ever since last Sunday I got here, I've been meeting with different people that are in and around the rink and just doing all the planning that's necessary to hit the ground running come September 21.
Well, any kind of questions you had during the interview process, not the ones that you were answering, but ones that you were asking, when a lot of times when there's a new head coach on any pro sports team, it's usually a team that wasn't very good, right? A team comes in last, they fire their coach. This team has made the playoffs every year under Bruce Cassidy, and when he gets fired, are you asking why? Like, why is this guy gone now?
Absolutely. You know, and it's a really good question that you ask, because it is. You do, when you go into an interview, you have your own questions and you want to know and understand the vision of the Bruins moving forward by, you know, the president, Cam Neely, and also the general manager, because his vision of players and the assets that he's bringing in. And the one thing that was clear right away, made by everybody, you know, including ownership, was the Bruins are expected to win. And the Bruins are expected to compete. And those two things resonate with any coach. That if you're part of your job is expected to get your players to compete, that should be the least that we should demand of our players, right? And I think that some of the questions that I asked was, what's the vision for the next 2 years? And then what's the plan after Bergeron and Krejci and maybe some other players have moved on, you know? And I left that meeting very confident that the Bruins are, because of their vision and their plans, that we're going to be in a good situation no matter what moving forward.
Bruins head coach Jim Montgomery is with us, and it's interesting because to us in the talk show world and people who have been fans, there's a bit of a last dance feel to this Bruins group, because you got Bergeron over 35, Krejci's coming back, you know, they add from outside the organization, and yet some of the guys you're going to have to start the year, some of the guys you're not going to have to start the year. It's almost like, in a way, you might be coaching two different teams. Am I overstating it in terms of some of the guys that might be on long-term IR and, like, you know, Marshy's coming back from injury? Bergeron plays through injury every year. I mean, normally we find out he's got a punctured lung, a broken leg, a torn ACL or something like that, and he still went out and played great hockey. But I wonder from your end if it's almost like having two different teams, considering how some of the guys will be staggered in coming back to the lineup.
I think you're spot on. I think it is two different teams. Initially, we're going to try and set the groundwork that's going to enable us to really fly once we get Marshawn Mack and Grizzy. Grizzy's going to not be out as long as what I'm hearing as the other two, thankfully. But those are three important nucleus players that have played a lot of important minutes for the Bruins over the last 5 years. So moving forward after they get back, you know, who's going to be able to eat some minutes that are going to be important minutes, whether it's first line minutes, first power play minutes, third line minutes, that's going to give those people the confidence to have an impact every night when we do get Marchie and Mac back.
When everybody is fully healthy, are you thinking Krejci and Pastrnak on the same line? That was one of the big discussions we've had over the last couple of years. Krejci even made a joke about it when he was playing overseas, because usually, you know, Bergeron, Marchand, and Pastrnak played together. But you see what Krejci can do with really skilled wingers. Your thoughts on Krejci, Pastrnak together on the line?
I think when you have two really good centers like Krejci and Bergeron, as a coach, it gives you a lot of weapons to how to manipulate your lineup to get matchups the way you want to against other teams. You know, everybody wants to play with Pasta. Probably everybody
that's true.
Wants.
That's true. Yeah.
Everybody wants to play with Marchie too. Yeah. You know, and those two guys. You know, the message is going to be there. You're going to get an opportunity to play with some elite wingers. It's up to you guys to dictate how those lines go. We're having success. I'm not just switching lines, but inevitably over 82 games, things get stale and people are going to rotate. Pasta's going to play with Berge. He's going to play with Krejci. Probably start the year with Krejci because I love what. How loved what how he played and how he developed was, you know, JD Brusk.
Yeah. Brusk for does Pavel Zacha fit in on that line? Do you have to move Hall up maybe a line because of Marchand coming back? I'm just curious as to kind of how all that will work, because Taylor Hall came in here, what, a year and a half ago, and won Bruins fans over. And as you know, this is a hockey hotbed. That's hard to do, especially when you're coming in from another organization. Just curious about kind of all that mix in your mind and sort of how you see it.
Yeah, I think, you know, bringing in a really good player with Pavel Zacha, introducing him to the Bruins way, I think an opportunity to start camp with Patrice Bergeron and learning how to compete and how to play the right way. I mean, he does it already. I mean, that's why we went and got him, right? He's a talented hockey player that's produced at the NHL level. And now here's an opportunity to play with one of the best players in the league. So, you know, learn the Bruin way. And that Taylor Hall had such a great year, as what you were saying, when Krejci was the center. Krejci's a really dynamic centerman through the neutral zone, which allows Taylor Hall to get his feet going, which is going to allow him put pucks to space on him to allow him score off the rush. So that's the way I see it initially, but again, let's see how the chemistry works on ice and see who works the best, and we'll flip things around until we find the right chemistry.
Do you speak Czech? I'm just curious, you know, able to communicate, because everybody's talked about the Czech line and all that stuff.
I don't know French, and I know a little bit of Russian from I spent 6 months in Russia in the last year I was playing, but Czech's completely different than
Russian. That's a whole other thing. Any update you can give us on David Pastrnak contract extension talks, and also how tied in are you with those?
I'm not tied in at all, so I can't give you any updates. We want him. I believe he wants to be here. I don't want to speak for him, but obviously we want him to be part of the Bruins for 8 years.
How about the goalie situation? I know last year there was the split with Swayman and Ullmark, and he kind of had Tuukka sort of jammed in there a little bit. Now Tuukka has retired and apparently had a hockey summit of a wedding in Italy where the whole hockey world showed up, it felt like. But in terms of Swayman, Ullmark, you know, it feels like I think the days are gone of the – this is our goalie, and he plays 65 games in the regular season. How do you see that split working in your eyes?
Yeah, I think if you look at the teams that have success in the National Hockey League, outside of Tampa, and we'll see if the Rangers' young goalie can do it again, Shesterkin, but you need to have a goalie that plays 50 and another one that plays 37. So it's a 1A, 1B, and we're very fortunate. We have two goalies that can be number ones in the NHL, and we're going to use them very similar to the way we did last year.
Now, Fabian Lysell is one of these young prospects that we've heard a lot about. There's a lot of excitement there with him. Is he a guy that has an opportunity, especially with all the injuries and guys taking their time coming back? Does he have a chance to win a job early in the year?
Well, he does. I think a lot of people have. Then that's what we're talking about, that two teams, right, that we were the question you asked before, is this gives an opportunity. Like, if Marchie's here, he probably doesn't have an opportunity, right? But he needs to play. If he's going to play in the NHL, he needs to play in the top six. Get an opportunity to play with one of our elite centers and opportunity to get the puck in places where he can do some damage. If he has a great camp, he's going to get that opportunity. You know, that's the great thing about the injury to Marchie is it opens up a door. Now he's got to knock through that door, and that opportunity comes. You're in your way into the NHL.
You know, there's the old Jim Valvano line, where you were, where you are, and where you want to be. Your sort of history has been chronicled. You're where you are now. How much for you is this vindication? Are you just all focused on the players and that's it? But you were a player, so there's the competitive spirit in there. How important is this season for you personally?
Well, I think it's important for the reasons it's always been important for me. You're wired to be competitive. You're wired to be prepared and give a group of players a plan that's going to help them have success. And ultimately, we're doing that together. There's going to be a lot of communication back and forth, but I'm hoping that as quickly as possible, every Bruins player that's going to have an important role on our team, and that's everybody, the 23 guys that make our roster, that they're going to know that I'm in it with them and our entire staff is in it together.
Have you thought about the first meeting? Do you have to go in and, like, kick the door in, you know, do the Newt Rockne or anything like that? Or what's that first meeting going to be like for you sitting in front of your whole group of guys?
Yeah, I don't think of the first meeting for training camp because – in training camp, there's so much going on. You're starting to implement the plan. You're starting to implement different systems, trying to see who's going to play with who, the chemistry, right? But I think I've thought about the speech before game one when we're in Washington about what the message is going to be and how we're going to embark on our season on from that first game.
Coach, thanks for the time. We appreciate you being a part of everything today here with the WEINS and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me on, and it's great to be part of the Jimmy Fund.
There we go. Very much so. In fact, we'll get you an update coming up, and we'll talk to our friends from Applebee's, the presenting sponsor of this hour of the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.